Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Truth is Out There radio show, a radio show that's been on for 12 years, 10 years, actually one at 10, 11 years, and we're celebrating that as we continue to go. And one of our original guests is coming on next Sunday, and that is Ava Ashton. Just as we were going on the air, I was just talking to her, and she's going to send us the MP3s of our newest album and stuff, and she's looking forward. That'll be like a third or fourth time that she's on our show. But and let me introduce you to my co-host, Scarlett. How are you doing, Scarlett?
Hi, Joe. How are you?
All right. You know, today's a very special day. You know what today is?
Sunday.
Today is the 16th birthday for Barron Trump. Happy birthday, Barron Trump.
Happy birthday, Barron. Wow, he grew up real fast, huh?
16. That guy
when he was
is
a little nada? Now he's this tall, great,
tall,
awesome,
tall guy
growing into being
in
a young
feet.
Man. Wow.
He's closing in 7 feet. He towers
he
over
towers
everybody.
He towers over mom and dad, yeah. That was over all his brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
So, see, he's not going to be playing basketball, is he?
No, I don't know, but he's really he's special, special needs and stuff like that. He's really cool kid.
Smart.
As an adult now, he's smart, extremely intelligent, and he is another one.
He educates his father on stuff.
Yeah,
okay?
On the computer end.
He is smart. Okay.
And you know, and Donald, his father, Donald Trump, is 6'3". Him and I, we look eye to eye.
I didn't know that.
Donald Trump, President Trump, is 6'3", and about 200, 50 pounds, something like that.
Nah, he's skinny. He lost a lot of weight.
Yeah, that could be. But he,
Melania,
he, yeah, actually,
Melania's,
yes, he's
what,
about
5'11"?
Yeah, Don is about 220 now. He's about he's about my height and weight at this point. And you know, you look at him, it's like talking to. There's two different things. When you talk to Don, it's one-on-one, he's more like a grandfather, and he tends to be that way, and he loves kids, loves family, you know. And one of the things, and he's quite annoyed about something right now because of what's going on with a certain person, but he always asked about how a certain person's doing because of addiction. Same thing with Killian Conway and others in that back in the day, you know, going back to 2016 and stuff. And because Killian and I went back to the Ted Cruz days, and she knew that I was fighting to try and get a person with special needs out of addiction, trying to get to recovery and stuff. And with the help of certain people, we did it for a couple of years. But there was a lot more damage that we could have handled, and that's the situation, you know. But it manifested itself. It really ended up after her father and a bunch of hoods and a mentally incompetent idiot got a hold of her and destroyed her. She's been downhill ever since. But there's always hope, and we'll never, you know, give up on that. But I want to tell you something, and this is very important. Addiction, serious thing. It's a serious disease. And mental health, as well as addiction and bullying and all that stuff, come hand in hand. And dysfunctional families and bad neighborhoods all come together. We did a show on Law & Order SVU with the help of Dick Wolf and Mariska called You're Not Alone back in 2017. It was based on this young lady's girl life. And we guessed what happened when her father did to her in that thing, but it turned out to be 100% correct. And, of course, we have a disclosure ahead of him to protect the innocent on, you know, some of the stuff that we do. But in the end, life, you know, life imitates art, art imitates life, but it came out to be pretty accurate in the end of the program. And I'm telling you, you know, we fight and we don't give up. And no matter the attacks and the personal things and the disarrays and all the other stuff, you don't close the door on an addict because that's when they have no place to go and they end up ODing and dying. There is hope, always is hope, but that's the way it is. And we're going to continue to go that route. Broward County right now is quite serious. We used to say every 2 hours another person died from a drug overdose. Now it's every 2 hours two people die. We had a series of incidents over the last 2 weeks where people ODing from cocaine laced with fentanyl. She got fired from her job back in 2020 or 2021 because she was dealing cocaine and got caught. That's why she was fired.
At least she didn't go to jail for 20 years because that is.
She didn't go to jail because everybody in the law enforcement knew that she was my girl and she's in trouble, and they gave a leniency on that.
That's not the answer anyway.
That is not the answer. That should never happen.
No, it's not. That's not how you help someone who's caught up in this.
It's not that just that. People
use those
pieces. They take advantage of it because with this young lady, we had her 2 years straight with the help of Clifford and her grandma slash aunt, Dawn Krantz, the two of them plus me and a few others like P from Sterling and others. We actually got her to a position where she was for about a year and a half.
You know what would happen if she quit drinking and doing drugs? She would not engage with the individuals she engages with now.
Because it would be a different environment.
Because they're not on the same
page. She can't change the environment. They pull her in. Right now, she's with this lunatic.
But you understand me? It would be an automatic change because there's no commons. There is no commons.
And then you get people coming to me.
As long as they keep their claws in her and play with her mind and fulfill different fantasies in her head and lies, not truth, she'll still be in that road.
They don't really give a shit about themselves
because when they say they do, they're just so full of it, aren't they?
They're lying. We haven't had a contact with her, direct contact in any shape or form for a while.
In years.
And the door's open. Last time I talked to her, I told her the door's always open. If you want somebody that actually cares about you, loves you, wants to get you healthy, you know where to go. But if you're doing this to play
She's indoctrinated to their bullshit. And they surround her. And just communicate the bullshit to work. That's why they don't care because they don't care about their own lives because their lives are in such disarray. Look at all of them, they're in disarray, they're so unhappy. So they have to make sure that she's unhappy.
Other people are unhappy and they try and destroy lives.
That's right.
The good news is the leader of the pack, so to speak, and I don't mean
it's
going to
be
the leader.
G-O-N-E. Yes.
Yes. The leader of the pack got exposed this past Tuesday by the court. Even his PO came clean and mentioned the fact that they exposed him by not having hospice. They exposed him as a liar and a fraud. And they exposed him all the way through.
His physical being will be exposed, and for all the lies, the cheats, and the frauds, yes.
He basically was told to stay off the social media. He can't even shut his mouth.
He just needs to put it out there. He's looking at the hate, anger, and the meanness that just comes out of it. We don't want to spend the whole thing on this show. It's hilarious because he's a waste of life. We don't want to really spend the whole show on this.
Because
he thinks he can. But he can't with the judge. Here comes the judge. Judge is going to take it and go bye-bye.
What happened to him on Tuesday was because he opened his mouth and he lied through the teeth, supposedly. But then again, you can't go to Markham Park and fire a weapon and say you don't have a gun because they don't supply guns at Markham Park. You have to bring your own weapon there. The only thing they can supply you with and you have to pay for is ammunition. So if he actually did go to Markham Park,
we didn't do anything to him. We just sit and watch him bury himself. It's hilarious.
We don't even want to be part of
his
life.
He is his own worst enemy because he's got a big mouth and he thinks he's smarter than the judge. And the judge is smarter than him. Okay? He knows that he is a danger to himself.
It's called personal responsibility. We started this in the podcast earlier in the day. You got to be personally responsible for your own actions. I am responsible for me. Scarlett's responsible for Scarlett.
He's never been responsible.
He doesn't take responsibility, and he blames others, and that doesn't say much.
You coming in, Gringo, or not? What you doing?
We got a guest star here. Call the cat. But you know what? This is not what we want to put the show on.
You know why we're lucky? Because
why?
We walked away. Hashtag walk away.
Yeah, we'll get into that.
Who cares what he thinks? Who cares what he does? He does it to himself, and it's more entertaining to just sit back and watch him destroy himself.
The only thing is, What
bothers me on anything except You know?
Yeah, what bothers me on anything else is that he took a beautiful young lady, of course she's special needs,
and destroyed her. But he will be gone soon.
And he literally raped her, and this is a crime. He raped her. He raped her up everything.
Yeah,
he is
yeah,
a rapist from Bill 1 to Bill 1. He raped her mind. He raped her dignity.
Yeah.
He raped her self-esteem.
Yeah.
Something. He did that. He did that to his wife. He did that to
others.
But
the road is coming to an end.
And he walks around with a guy, a homeless little piece of crap, that tries to try and connive people. And that's another one. You know, this is who these people are. The Alicia's and the parasites.
I'm telling you, they're
and the parasites
of
the predators.
And
that's what they are.
They're unhappy people.
Right? This is what you call a time. This is what,
it's been going on forever.
Marxist, communist, whatever you want to call it. But
you know,
I'm going to tell you,
There isn't any. They're all grifters.
We're going to end this part. And we're going to go into something.
You know what you can do? Really? I'm into it. The snake poem.
Do we have the snake
poem? I think that poem is so apropos right now.
Let's see if we got it.
She played the tune.
There we go.
The tune is pretty good. Okay, go.
Well, I'm not going to use the tune. I'm reading it. Here we go. This is the snake. This is dedicated for the snake. And you can take it forever which way it is. It could be the mentally incompetent guy that was decided that the court's going to institutionalize them the first, or it could be other people. It could be Joe Biden. Nancy Pelosi. Whatever. By the way, we'll talk about Pelosi.
Ted Deutch, Debbie Wasserman Schultz.
Yeah, all of them.
Nick
well,
and
anyway,
Green,
here it is.
The whole crew. They're just so much alike.
Anyway, here is the snake. We took it out, and we're reading it, and here we go. On her way to work one morning, down the path alongside the lake, a tender-hearted woman saw a poor half-frozen snake. His pretty colored skin had been all frosted with dew. Oh, well, she cried, I'll take you in, and I'll take care of you. Take me in, oh tender woman, take me in, for heaven's sake. Take me in, tender woman, beside the snake. Now she wrapped him up cozy in a coverture of silk and laid him by the fireside with some honey and some milk. Now she hurried home from work that night. As soon as she arrived, now she found that pretty snake she had taken in had been revived. Take me in, oh tender woman. Take me in, for heaven's sake. Take me in, tender woman, sighed the snake. Now she clutched him to her bosom. You're so beautiful, she cried. But if I hadn't brought you in by now, you might have died. Now she stroked his pretty skin again and then kissed him and held him tight. But instead of saying thanks, that snake gave her a vicious bite. What the mental case doing to that girl? But take me in, oh tender woman. Take me in, for heaven's sake. Take me in, tender woman, sighed the snake. I saved you, cried the woman, and you've bitten me, even why. And you know your bite is poisonous, and now I'm going to die. Oh, shut up, silly woman, said the reptile with a grin. Now you knew damn well I was a snake before you brought me in. Please take me in, oh tender woman. Take me in, for heaven's sake. Take me in, tender woman, sighed the snake. Sighed the snake. Sighed the snake. And that's what it is. And was I used that same trilogy with the mentally incompetent is the head of the snake. And he's taking vicious bites of his wife and that girl that we'll talk about. And he is literally killing them, literally. And that's what it is. So that's the snake. Anyway, let's go into other things right now, which is more important.
Well, I got news for you. Ringo, I had to put the phone down, and Ringo went over to the phone, and she was listening to you.
Hey, okay, we got Catalonians.
There you go.
We got Catalonians. You know, and that's actually pretty cool.
That's right, because they come in all shapes and forms. We reach out to everyone, okay? We don't discriminate.
Yep.
And let's talk about some positive things about what went on in Broward County yesterday.
Yeah, in fact, let's do this as soon as I get to it. We got a couple things. Okay, hold on a second. Here we go. This was yesterday evening at the Baby Tea Center. We had 18,000 people as Trump was coming on. 18,000 people plus thousands outside yesterday here at Baby Tea Center. We had a whole crew there, all of that. And this is what's going on. We had Marie Simonette was with us. Bob Sutton was with us. Many others were there. The whole crew, Blacks for Trump. So we had people downstairs in front of the stage. And we had people up in our suite up there. And yes, we have a suite at the BBT Center. So, and that's pretty cool.
Okay.
All right, let's go. All right. Anyway.
So, who was there speaking?
Everybody was there. We had, we got a call coming in. Let's see what call came in at 217. Hi, good evening. Welcome to the Truth is Out There Radio Show. Who am I speaking with?
You're speaking with Joshua. How you doing, sir?
All right, how you doing? How can I help you?
I just think this entire Trump derangement syndrome is hilarious. He literally called out everything that was going to happen in real time. And, the media condemned him for it. I think that's a pretty reasonable conversation to have. He talked about Germany. He literally told the Germans, why are you dependent on oil from Russia when they're the top seed of the EU?
Yeah, and you're right. 100% correct. And he actually was joking around yesterday at the BBT Center. He was talking about that and how Biden's first thing he did was cut off the pipeline and declare war on U.S. energy. And now we're seeing the results of it. We were selling oil and natural gas to Germany and elsewhere, and Trump also blocked the Russian pipeline. Biden comes in and reversed it and gave the okay for the Russians to continue the pipeline. And that's what's at the stage
that was,
what's going on.
That was a two-tier thing. Trump was trying to have our pipeline come down from Canada. We had our stuff going, and it was all good. We were paying the lowest gas prices we paid, percentage-wise in a long time. And then Biden closed that down entirely and then tried to get into that nonsense over there with Eastern Europe and the Middle East. And we couldn't – that's not a sustainable thing for Americans. If we have gas here, we should be using our gas here. And Eastern Europe is a nonsensical place historically. There's no way anybody could win there. So he completely destroyed our opportunity as Americans to not be treated terribly, and he just abandoned that entirely, and there is no way up. The way that he handled it, there is no way up.
I agree with you on that. That's really, we're on the same page on that. He made it so impossible. First of all, nobody I was able to defeat the Ukrainian military. Not really, not even Hitler did during World War II. They were so-called underground. Everything kept going. And Russia's finding that out right now. So it's very difficult there. But we, you know, he's made it such that he set the stage that we could end up in a war because of this stuff. I mean, it needs to be.
Absolutely. No, it's always a slow burn. I mean, we have all the ability right now. America has all the ability right now to not play these games, but our administration and our politicians keep choosing bad ways to go. And now we're messing around in Ukraine. Like, nobody cares. I actually know people that went over there to volunteer. And what they keep doing is they keep putting American and British and, you know, Western nations people at the front to be kind of cannon fodder. Ukraine doesn't care about Western people. Russia doesn't actually care about Ukraine the way that we keep acting like they're virtuous. And we have all these problems in the Western world. We should probably pay a lot more attention to that because – there's no up. Like I said, there's no up. There's no way that we can actually win anything unless we have some kind of control of resources. We already have control of land, you know. So now I'm not going to use the word hell, but why the heck is gas prices so high?
There's a lot of reasons. One is it's the futures market. If you keep continuing to cut our supply, the prices are going to go up. And, of course, with the so-called war over there and it may spread, it also will increase it up. But if we could get the idiot and all these people out of the White House and out of the Congress, you'll see the prices go back down. Once you start drilling, you know, don't forget the oil shot, the gas, the pipe, the pump. It didn't go up because of Putin. It went up as soon as Biden got in and made his executive order to kill Keystone. That's when it started.
And closed
and that's Anwar. When the prices went up. And Anwar and others. If we ever start to fill in our own areas like Anwar and put the Keystone back and the other pipeline back, and start drilling all over the place like we should, and do environmentally correct too, because if you go into Texas and drive around Texas, you got wells pumping natural gas and oil pumping, and have cows grazing in the same field. There is no problem. It's an ultra-left-wing Merkel type of thing. There is no environmental dangers. If you go into the ocean and start digging 20 miles down, there's a better shot at it. But if you move closer to land and when it's only a short dig, it's less chance of any kind of leakage or any other problem. But the environmentalists won't do that. They want to put this country into a third world action. They want us to be dependent on others because that's who they want.
They
want new world order.
They want our stuff, and they want us to have nothing. And that is where they're working towards.
Well, I had a conspiracy theory I wanted to share with you guys. I don't know if you...
Okay.
Sure.
Okay. No, this is a legitimate conspiracy theory. America has a lot of crude oil, and we have a lot of natural gas that we can actually implement, you know, especially out of Alaska. We have all of it, like... We're at a good 40% of the world's natural resources when it comes to gasoline and oil. We have that right there in Alaska. And I'm thinking that we're playing – like the politicians are playing the long game where, you know, Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, and Iran, they're going to run out – and Russia, they're going to run out of their stuff in like the next, you know, 200-300 years. And we're going to be the only ones left that have it. What do you guys think about that?
I think you're right. I don't know about 200 to 300 years, maybe sooner than that. But
well, we won't be
in
here.
Some areas.
That's for sure.
No, Russia will probably run out a lot sooner than that. There's a story in the last couple of days that Russia wants wants to get back Alaska and part of Texas. I mean, to part of California or something in that area.
I want to know how he paid off his loan, where he got the bucks.
Yeah,
China turned him down.
One of the loans that Russia, Putin had was coming up, they paid it to Europe. And so I don't know. But the point is, I think you're right on that. I think that's part of the conspiracy. I also think it's part of the New World Order or what they call Agenda 21 type mentality. And I think that's all part of it. They want to eliminate all the superpowers and everybody go down to third world levels, almost like horse and buggy.
Well, what makes a superpower is their ability to produce and send their goods all over the world and also their nuclear capacity. There's only one super right now, and that's America. I mean, China is trying really hard to be that, but if we did to China what we did to Russia, and we just like, nope, you're cut off from the entire global market, we're going to cut your ability to have our money, I mean, China would be dead. And China can only defend 200 miles outside of their shores. So I don't actually understand. Our fight here is nonsensical. This is just violence. This isn't sensible violence. This is nonsensical violence.
But that's what the Democrats are, or the rhinos.
We have a history. And the thing is, with Trump, we have 4 years of no wars. He was bringing people back, and he was doing it the right way, and everybody respected us because we were doing it through strength, power through strength, defense through strength, and they respected that. And he actually got NATO to pay more for the defenses and able to do things. He was able to keep peace and also go to China, Vietnam, and North Korea, and able to do things. And things were pretty quiet around the world. So, and China paid him back with the virus, but, we could have done things a little different with that.
It wasn't China. It was Fauci and Obama and Zuckerberg.
Working with China.
And the Biden crime family.
Well, yeah, all that stuff. But the thing is, that's all there. And they've been on top of Trump ever since, from the very beginning. He's even getting halfway down the
swamp. He was drying up their financial criminal enterprises.
He exposed it, and that's why everybody is there.
That's why the creature from Jekyll Island wanted him gone.
Were you at BBT yesterday, or are you in a different state?
I'm sorry, me?
Hello?
Yes, sir.
You were at BBT? Did you go to the rally, or are you going? What state? You're in Texas?
Illinois.
Oh, okay. Unfortunately, near Cook County.
No, sir. I'm about 2.5 hours south of that.
Oh, okay. At least you're not in that bad of an area.
Oh, nobody enjoys that.
No, because Chicago. A few years back, we had the gangs of Chicago on the radio show. We made a 2-hour show. We had that and a school board person and somebody from the mayor's office and talking about. And things didn't change. In fact, it got worse, even with that.
Yes.
But the thing with
because being in Illinois entirely, like you have to become acquainted. Like, I understand that the Vice Lords were founded in West Chicago. You know, I understand, because we had to learn this because when Rahm Emanuel shut down the housing projects in certain parts of the city, they came here. So I had to learn about that, and I didn't understand it. And then I had to build up my armament, so I didn't want to experience that, obviously, because that's nonsensical. Like, once again, there are sensical reasons to be violent, respond to Hitler, respond to Stalin. And then there are nonsensical reasons. and I'm facing that right here, just living in Illinois. I'll be moving to Kansas soon. But, I'm just saying, this is the
Kansas
stuff that
is
reoccurring.
Are you familiar with Valerie Jarrett, the slumlord?
Yes, absolutely. Yes. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yeah, you can't play that game forever. You can only play it for a short period of time, and it always comes back to bite you in the butt. There is nothing positive that's going to come. You can make all your money, but then you have to flee the city. You know what I mean? We keep playing this game over and over in all of our major cities. We keep playing this game. We keep giving these people that are so ridiculously selfish, we keep giving them power, and then they destroy everything, and then they move on. And we're just left here like, what the hell am I supposed to do now? Like, I don't even know what we're supposed to do.
Yeah, we
destroy cities and leave them in death, and then they twist and turn the people that you need us because you're in such death.
Yeah, and it's crazy. And, we've been trying to change that around. We had all these, like I said, we had all these guests and stuff over the years because we've been up over 12 years now. So we've been doing that. And it's unique, but some things don't change. In Democrat-controlled cities, it's always been this way. And no matter how much you try to change things, if you keep voting for a Democrat, you got to get the same all the time. You got to change direction. You got to vote not by party, but by individuals. And if they do that, things change. But they don't. These people are so used to and so embedded to vote one way that they're actually destroying themselves.
You know how you get people to switch party? Is go to a gas station with a sign and ask them if they are tired of paying high prices at the pump. Do you want to register as a Republican who wants low prices? You'll see how many people switch.
Well, my problem is that the Republicans these days start acting like Democrats and they start taking on Democratic positions.
Yes.
Yeah,
well,
and there's nothing food.
That right now.
Yeah. Yeah, when you okay, so the cornerstone of being American is I don't trust the government at all.
No.
They lie,
no,
they cheat, they steal.
That's why
there
we
are
have
very
to be
few got there on the Hill that are for the people. And then when they campaign, they say we're going to do this, this, and this, and then they go to the Hill, and then they see the money and the power, and throw everything
they start,
out the
they
window.
Start accepting the, they start accepting those $60,000 wristwatches. Yeah, I know. This is not a way for America to be. We should be a little bit angrier than we are today.
I agree with you. I don't even think they should get paid.
You're back,
okay,
I believe in term limits. In fact, when we
term limits, I'm sorry. I'm not trying to interrupt you, sir. No, term limits not only on candidates, but term limits on people that work in their campaigns, people that work with them in office.
I agree.
Yes, 2 years, 2 years. If you want to keep the 4-year presidential limit, that's fine. But 2 years for everybody else. They have to swap
them
out.
I agree with you.
We're on the same page. But I'll tell you, we on our show, when we have a candidate on, we ask them that question. Once you get into D.C. or whatever campaign you're in, once you get into office, are you going to keep your pledge or not? And if they say, and we tell them before you answer that, we will get you back on after you after you win, and if you don't keep your pledge, we'll play this pledge back at you. And so
think they need to sign a paper once they're sworn in that if they lied, they're fired. I don't know how old you are. I'm 61, and when I was hired at employment, at a job, I was on probation for 90 days. And if I didn't fulfill what I said, I was outed, okay? So I don't see the difference in being in that particular job role, okay?
Absolutely. And the problem that we have is these people, they just have this elite kind of mentality where, X amount of people voted for me. I'm in office. I'm special now. No, at first and foremost, these people need to understand that they're public servants. How many people show up to decrease? How many of these politicians that we've elected have shown up to decrease their pay. They show up all the time when it comes to increase their pay. I mean, I don't understand these people. They should get paid at all. They should work for free.
Then you'll see them not there.
No, go get a job. You have to be sensical when it comes to this stuff, because realistically, they should get paid the median income for their state. The governor, the senators, all these representatives should get paid the median income for their state, and that's when you'll see that only good people are going to come forward, and these terrible people like Nancy Pelosi, who wants to make millions of dollars by manipulating the system with her stock exchange.
She was here yesterday, where we are.
Yeah, she was. Nancy Pelosi came down to Delray to look at a broken down drawbridge. She had maybe 10 people with her, and we had about 200 Trumpers and trucks and stuff. And she looked at what we had going around, and she took like a 2-minute speech and then ran. She didn't want to have any part of it. Last time she was down at in Little Cuba down in Miami, they chased her out of town, basically. They don't want her here.
Nobody wants her. We're going to take the house back. Would you agree with me?
I would love that. I don't think it's going to happen, though. I think that a lot of the bigger cities are just kind of, you know, they've been wrong so terribly over the past, like, 3 years. They've been wrong so wholeheartedly that the only thing they can do right now is justify their terrible behavior by doubling down. And
But right now, the Republicans only need 4 seats in the House to change. That's all it is 4 seats away. We have an open seat here in CD22 where Ted Deutsch retired and resigned. That's expected to go Republican right now. That's one there. There's a bunch in Georgia.
Debbie
and
Wasserman
Texas.
Schmutz.
There's a Congress. There was a person, a Democrat, that just flipped to Republican, in Texas, another one today. There's a bunch of others coming around resigning. There's 31 Democrats resigned or retired and expected in the next 2 to 3 weeks up to 40. The record is 40 in 1 year.
Are they Marxists trying to infiltrate the Republican Party?
No, just the guy that flipped today was one of the last Blue Dogs. Yeah. And then you got
Debbie Wasserman Schultz, according to Joe, is supposed to retire.
Yeah, she told her people, her campaign people, that she's retiring at the end of this year. It's not official, but I believe that she's going to make that announcement.
I don't believe it because she just gets reelected.
But they changed. They changed the district on it, and they cut her district down. So you're leaving
Illinois, huh? Moving to another to Kansas, huh?
Yeah, no. Illinois is the highest tax state. Kansas is like the fifth highest tax state.
I don't know. New York's pretty up there. Not as high
as Illinois, I promise you. We have to pay for one city. New York has, you know, obviously New York City, they have Buffalo, they have Albany, you know.
Yeah.
But in Illinois, we have to pay for the nonsense in Chicago. Yes, ma'am. Yes. They commit so many crimes in Chicago. And then our DAs keep letting them out. What Trump did in Oregon was obviously the way to go, where he federally, like, he brought all these people in and deputized them as federal agents. So every time that a protester, an Antifa or a BLM protester was arrested, they weren't going to be let go by the local city council, the local DA. They had to go to federal court, and everything went to hell. There is no way.
You know why that's happening? Because of George Soros. These DAs, they were funneled to win, and so they're all cruds.
Yeah, I know, but we've had this before, George Soros. I mean, George Soros, he, you know, he bragged about what he did, in Nazi. He's not even allowed back in his home country. He's not allowed back in Hungary.
Yeah, but he funnels money, Western Union.
Yeah, because he's
everywhere.
George Soros. George Soros' father was a full-bred Nazi, and he helped his father with killing Jews in the concentration camps. That's what he, that's
yeah.
basically what George Soros
yes.
says.
Yes, that's a terrible way to be, and he's so happy to brag about his contribution that he had over there. And
how much
made,
is a gallon of gas by you?
About $4.75.
Okay, we're in Broward County. I see $4.20, $4.25 with $5 for diesel.
Are your shelves filled with food and groceries and whatnot, or they're empty?
No, ma'am. We have a pretty good distribution network here, and I'm actually a dispatcher myself, so I kind of make sure that happens.
Good for you.
Yeah, no.
Good for you.
Yeah, I have a lot of rights. Let me tell you that.
Down here, we have just some of the shelves, and we have a supermarket called Publix, and that Publix, most of the shelves are pretty good, but certain items you can't find, or it makes it very hard.
And it's very, very expensive. Okay,
yeah,
why is there a shortage
of cat food?
And you have to pay 30-some-odd cents. The cat, it's almost, little cans are up to almost 80 cents a can. A 50-cent increase under the Bidenomics.
I spent some time in Gainesville and Jacksonville, Florida. So yeah, I know Publix very well.
They used to be pretty good. They've always been on the high end price wise, but their service was excellent and everything else. But
I've never been disappointed walking into Publix. I even had somebody at the checkout, not even the checkout, the customer service counter, somebody misspelled my name, and the lady, yeah, we don't actually care. You know, go about your day. Here's your money. And yeah, no, I will never crap on Publix. They are definitely
that was very nice
very...
because when you do that stuff here in our customer service, they're sticklers.
Yeah,
for things being correct.
Yeah, they make sense. Yeah, but it depends. Like in Broward County, you could do that, but if you go up into Palm Beach County,
what is that down in Miami?
Miami-Dade, it's different. We're in Broward County. We also a lot of times in Palm Beach County. So
which is the county going north above us, the next county.
Yeah, because we're not totally in Broward all the time. But
so,
the thing is,
you're the home of the Florida man when it comes to all the a Florida man does this nonsense and commits a crime, and then I'm trying to understand. I'm from Chicago, so like when I hear Broward County, I think Miami, and I already know that there's Miami-Dade, but I also what are you guys just north of that?
Yeah, we're just north.
Yes.
And Broward County is like Cook County. It's with the justice system.
Yes, it's
we
the
got,
junior. It emulates each other.
Yeah, they some of the stuff like was we probably would have had Smollett got out 6 days after his sentence. It's a joke.
I cannot believe that happened. Dude, he lied to all of America, and stupid people were like, black people and white people should be fighting on the streets. It's like, dude, no. Like, he's clearly lying. The guy went to Subway in negative, 20-degree weather with a wind chill, and then he came back home, and the two white guys in all of the Midwest who were so just – they were just waiting for him. Yeah, and they turned out to be, some tall black Nigerians.
And they're actors.
I don't know that. Yeah,
because
exactly.
The judge is corrupt.
And he had a sexual relationship with one of them. Yeah. And he paid him with a check.
Yeah. And
everything
he got,
about
he,
that was stupid.
And yet they let him go after 6 days because he said they created
someone. Because
the
judge is corrupt.
Right.
Because
this
they're
the same
all
thing
Obama
here.
Plagued
same thing
judges.
Here in Broward County. We have the same type of scenario. We got a guy that killed two people and wounded four on a bus, the other day. He was had a rap sheet of 20. He was arrested 20 times. He was just released out the other day, and he had mental health issues, and they let him go, and he ends up killing people. We have another situation that threatened to use weapons. He confessed that he lied about it, but the point
was... You know
was
what we have
still...
in this state now? If a judge lets him out and anything happens, the judge is held accountable now.
Yeah, it's accessory after the fact.
I would love that. Be like, if you mess up, if you have the wrong sentence on anybody, you have to actually take their sentence. If you mess up, you take the sentence of what they should have earned. Yeah. Oh, judges would be flipping their freaking... Yep, the script would be...
They are, but they are.
I cannot believe that.
You got to protect and serve the community, and the judge has to follow the evidence and go from there.
Are you familiar with this? Okay, so the entire point of a judge is that they judge things, you know, they hand down deliberations, and most of the time it's from, you know, juries and whatnot, but the judge hands down deliberations, right? Do you know that there's a vote of no confidence that you could have a judge removed from the bench?
Yeah, I know that. And if a certain thing don't happen to a certain case on April 1st, that's exactly what's going to happen. It's already set in motion. So
yes, sir.
It's going to be perp war.
Well, anyway, we're running out of time. We only have a few minutes left. This is only an hour show. I want to thank you for coming on. It was an excellent call.
Intelligent
conversation. Call us anytime. We're on every Wednesday and Sunday. And next
From
Sunday, actually, we're going to have Favor Ashton, which
Eastern
is We
Standard
the People.
Time. So,
no problem at all. God bless.
God bless you.
Thank you for coming on.
Good luck.
Thank you. Anyway, that was great. And we actually have about a few minutes left. We got to still play our sponsor, which I want to do, because we haven't done that yet. And then we're going to talk for a minute, and then we say goodbye. So hold on.
Hi, this is Joe Pro from Al Pro Ceilings and Painting, your home improvement expert. Let me coach you on the benefits of removing popcorn ceilings. So why should you go through all that work to get rid of those popcorn ceilings? For starters, it gives your home a much more sleek and modern look. You'll be surprised at how much of a difference it makes. It's also a good idea to remove it if you're planning to sell your home soon. Many buyers will shy away from taking on a place they know they'll have to do extra renovations on right away. From an aesthetic standpoint, when the surfaces start to get older, they can often start to yellow. This can also happen if there's any water damage. In the long run, it's better to remove it rather than just painting over it again, since it will only happen again. Touch today. If you've got some popcorn ceilings that you're ready to say goodbye to, let us know. Book a free, no obligation estimate for your interior painting job today. Just give us a call at Broward, 954-484-1616, Boca, 954-755-5420, Palm Beach, 561-439-9998, or visit us online at www.al-proceilings.com.
That was Al Pro, our sponsor for the show and for the podcast. I want to thank him very much. Go to alpro.com. And if you have a problem with your roofing, or if you don't like the popcorn stuff, he will remove it for you. It's really good. It makes your house a lot better. Anyway, Scarlett, what do you think of the surprise? Scarlett? All right. See, I don't know what happened to her, but anyway, Scarlett?
Hi. Yeah, I'm back.
Okay. What do you think about our call?
That was excellent. That was such a surprise, and it was delightful. That somebody out of Illinois gave us the lowdown on the state and what's going on, and he was very knowledgeable.
Yeah, and that's great.
This is what's
important. This is what makes this show and
18 to 30 year olds. He had to fit in there somewhere. Okay,
yeah.
And he's part of the convoy. He's part of the truckers. Okay,
I believe he is one of these truck freedom truckers.
And he
trims
his stuff, so he knows what it costs to fill up a truck.
Yeah. Yeah, this is important, and this is what's going on right now.
Look at, he came out of nowhere. So we have a lot of followers. They're not calling, but they do listen to us. Okay, and
we
have the young crowd.
Calling,
and that is what really counts. Is because these
and number
young
one, number
adults,
two is when we do something, like last Sunday we were supposed to get Governor DeSantis on. He touched me earlier in the day that he's working with the budget because he's time restrained. You got to get it done in the fall. Legislators get done, and it's a cooling off period. You got to get it done before that Monday.
Yes.
So he did that. So we weren't sure if he's going to be on it or not. And I said there might be a 5-10 minute segment that we could get him on. He texted, apologized later, and he basically said an apology that I'm sorry we couldn't come on. We'll reschedule another time. We will listen to your show all the time. You do great. You have a lot of great guests, not always on the news, but mostly musical and entertainment, and we love your show. But the thing is, you don't always get what you want, like the song. You don't always able to get somebody like the governor.
We have to be fluid, because individuals have lives, and they have responsibilities, and Governor DeSantis has responsibilities.
Anyone in the business knows that's how it's done. You can try and get things done. We're not big like ABC, NBC, NBC, all this mainstream stuff. And we're not.
But
we're going to be there.
We do carve out a piece of pie.
And
we
are
heard.
We do.
And
right.
We are
and this
respected.
Is what we do.
So
anyone thinks that because the governor couldn't come on, doesn't know what the hell he's talking about, and he and pulls once again on the mental competency.
You know what we say? You know what I say? There you go. So
now you sound like him.
I want to wish everybody a great Sunday and enjoy your basketball. It's almost over, and your golf and your baseball
NCAA.
Is back on the 7th of April. And they're doing their thing, and I'm excited. I can't wait to watch them on television or go to a game. And I love my team. Who's my team? The
Mets. My first family friends and I have a suite that we go on. It's not the Legends suite, but it's next door to it.
Are the Mets playing the Marlins this year?
Yeah, but 17, 18 times.
I'm excited.
Yeah,
I want to wish everybody a great night, and I'll be back on Wednesday, and God bless you, and God bless America. Take care, Joe. Bye.
Yeah. Bye-bye now, and I want to thank everybody for tuning in. Wednesday's going to be another great show, and Sunday, my friend Ava Astor is going to be on, and we got a new album coming out that's out there that we're going to have a whole big thing going on. And I wanted to thank her and for coming up with, like, the third or fourth time. She won a good job. Good luck, Charles. Anyways, God bless you all. Have a great evening.
Just my children and my wife. Thank my lucky stars to be living here today. 'Cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston, and New York to LA. There's pride in every American heart.